Live breaking news, Nez Nation. A town in Springfield, Ohio is another casualty of the Biden-Harris immigration illegal migrant invasion. You're not going to believe what residents have to go through. I'm going to share with you unbelievable footage of residents lashing out against the city, against the mayor, against the state. Why is this happening? And you're not going to believe what they're telling the world that these 20,000 Haitian immigrants are doing to this poor town in Springfield. Is this a preview of things to come in Kamala and Biden Harris's America? Stick around. You don't want to miss this. Wait till you hear these heartfelt pleas from residents and what they're saying that these Haitian immigrants are doing to their beautiful, lovely, small, peaceful town. Springfield, Ohio is just another city in America that's facing unprecedented invasion and population increases that are unsustainable, way beyond capacity. Remember what happened? I reported on this. What happened in Aurora, Colorado, where you had Venezuelan gangs and thugs who were led in by Biden Harris, who have literally taken over apartment complexes. Then after that, it happened in Chicago. It's happening all over. President Donald Trump essentially stating that American cities are under siege. Listen to this. I want to share with you one quick fact before I play for you this, and then I got another. You got to stick around. Wait till you see this post that was done by a resident on exactly what these immigrants are doing. But Springfield, Ohio is a town that has 58,000 people living in it. So what Biden and Harris has essentially done is imported 20,000. You had a town that was 58,000 and you import almost half of foreign illegal migrant immigrants into this city. I mean, it's like absolutely decimating the ecosystem without even a thought of what this could do, how this could upset the balance. What about the culture shock? What about the logistics, the infrastructure, the ability to sustain that many people when you have a town that has literally functioned on that very specific population for a very, very long time? So that's just a little bit of a background and context on the numerics, the actual data and the analysis of this poor town in Springfield, Ohio. And then check this out. This is so heartbreaking. I mean, you just have to share this out, y'all. You got to tap that thumbs up so we can reach more people. Our cities, our towns are under siege. Listen to this.
I think it's like kind of odd that like a guy like me has to come out from doing what I do on a daily basis to have fun, because I see what's going on in these streets. And I see you guys just sitting up there in them comfy chairs and suits, and like, and I'm getting out here every day and I'm broadcasting this, and you guys are just sitting up there in suits or something. Like, I really challenge you guys to get out here and do something. These Haitians are running into trash cans. They're running into buildings. They're running into, they flipping cars in the middle of the street. And I don't know how, like, y'all can be comfortable with this. Like, I don't know, like, who's getting paid from this. I honestly feel like someone's getting paid from it in the background. You got a bunch of people on a bus getting dropped off at a gas station to come down here. I know a single mom that FaceTimed me this morning at the welfare office that really needs something. And it's nothing but immigrants over there. And I don't even want to like seem like I'm coming down on the immigrants, because it's the people that's bringing them down here. Because wherever they're at, that's what they're used to, bro. They're in the park grabbing up ducks by their neck and cutting their head off and walking off with them and eating them. Like, y'all get the Highway State Patrol down here every week, and then y'all get like a task force for the Highway State Patrol, and they look for guns and they look for dope and this and that and the fourth. That same people that y'all got riding up and down Limestone doing U-turns, pulling people over for blinkers and pulling people over for like going left to center and like a couple miles over, like, y'all can take them same people, the Highway State Patrol, and you can take them in every single one of their Silver Chargers and Dodge Durangos, and y'all can take them to Sunset. And y'all can park them right over there, and y'all can teach people how to drive, since the Highway State Patrol know so much about traffic laws and know what to do in traffic. They need to, y'all pay them, they can go over there and teach these Haitians how to drive, because it's getting, bro, I'm getting thousands of views on these And it's going to get bigger and it's only going to get worse. And y'all sitting up there in these chairs, y'all, all y'all need to get out here and do something. Y'all making hundreds of thousands of dollars. Y'all need to put on a t-shirt and some Crocs. And then y'all need to come out here in these streets and y'all need to go out here. And I'm out here before the police is.
Wow.
Like, y'all need to do something, bro. Y'all really got to stand on business. Y'all getting paid all this money just to wear a suit and sit in a chair. I think it's crazy, bro. They, like, we got to do something, bro. It's kids out here getting hurt. Like, only reason I even went on here and said something about it is because somebody told me they walking from the school and a Haitian almost ran into them.
Wow.
And who is getting paid? Like, how much money is y'all really getting paid, like, to bring them over here? Like, I know it's deeper than them. I know that's where they come from and that's what they do.
It's
that's
the votes.
They country. I don't know what they got going on over there, but they can't do that over here. And if y'all just getting paid from it and then y'all ain't doing nothing about it, I think that's super weird, bro. Y'all got to stand on business. Y'all got to really, like, step up. Like, it's lame, bro. Like, for real.
Thank you for your comments.
Thank
for
you. Sure.
We all know why they're being dumped in cities around the world. We all know why they can't beat Trump at the polls. I've done a ton of videos on this. If you haven't seen them, go to my YouTube, go to my Rumble. They literally have eliminated the border wall. They've eliminated the Border Patrol Union from doing any of their job. The Border Patrol Union has come out viscerally against Kamala Harris. They said she hasn't done anything. She hasn't even visited the border. She had one job as border czar. We know why they're coming over. They cannot beat Trump. The polls reflect this. They cannot beat Trump legitimately. And now they want to accelerate pathways to citizenship. My fellow Americans, this is nothing short. I'm not being conspiratorial when I say this. This is nothing short of an invasion. This is an invasion of our country, literally. We swore an oath to protect our country from domestic and foreign enemies alike. Kamala Harris and Tombstone Vegetable-in-Chief Biden are domestic enemies. There's no other way about it. Look at this. This is a post from a Springfield resident warning fellow residents on a social media platform. It looks like maybe Facebook, a Facebook group, warning to all about our beloved pets and those around us. My neighbor informed me that her daughter's friend had lost her cat. She checked pages, kennels, asked around. One day she came home from work, and as soon as she stepped out of her car, looked towards a neighbor's house where Haitians live and saw her cat hanging from a branch like you do a deer for butchering. And they were carving it up to eat. I've been told they are doing this to dogs. They've been doing it at Snyder Park with the ducks and geese, as I was told that last bit by rangers and police. Please keep a close eye on these animals. A resident took this picture, which I showed you at the beginning. It's in the thumbnail as well. A resident took this picture of a Haitian immigrant with what appears to be a geese by its feet, dragging it around and doing exactly what the residents have been warning each other about. And that gentleman who was speaking in front of the city council talked about. I can't wait to read your comments down below. Let me know what you guys think. I mean, is this really happening in our country? Are we actually allowing Kamala and company to do this to us? Do you think it's going to get better if, God forbid, she actually wins? What did I tell you guys time and time again? Every single video, I say this. I don't listen to polls. I don't care about polls. Don't listen to what they say. Trump is ahead. Trump is ahead. To become complacent with less than 60 days away from the most consequential election of our lives is an absolute detriment, and we do so at our own peril. These are ruthless hypocrites. They will stop at nothing. You have to drag everybody you know, your grandfather in a wheelchair, your cousins, your uncles, your sister, your neighbors, grab them by the collar and drag them down to the ballot box. We need everybody to come in droves. This is do or die time. It's survival time, y'all. I got one more heartwarming, heartfelt video to play for you from these poor, beleaguered citizens and residents of Springfield, Ohio. Check this out.
Well, thank you.
I live at 426 Northwestern Avenue. Miss Skinner, who I'm not trying to put on the spot, is my neighbor.
Just talk to me, ma'am. Thank you so much.
And I'm done with what I'm seeing. It is so unsafe in my neighborhood anymore. I have the homeless that were trying to camp out, and I have made concessions with them, and I try to help them the best I can to keep them from trying to squat on my property. But it is so unsafe. I have men that cannot speak English in my front yard screaming at me, throwing mattresses in my front yard, throwing trash in my front yard. And I can't. Look at me. I weigh 95 pounds. I couldn't defend myself if I had to. My husband is elderly. And last night, after living in this home for 45 years, he said, Noelle, guess what? It's time to pack up and move. He said, we can't do this anymore. He said, it's killing both of us mentally. I don't understand what you expect of us as citizens. I mean, I understand they're here under temporary protected status and you're protecting them. And I understand that our city services are overwhelmed and understaffed. But who's protecting us? If we're protecting them, who's protecting me? Mm. I want out of this town. Wow. I am sorry. Please give me a reason to stay. Mm. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is survival time, my fellow Americans. I mean, that just absolutely, if that doesn't move you, if that doesn't break your heart, I don't know what will. That poor woman. Who's protecting us? You're protecting them. Who's protecting us, Madam Vice President? Who's protecting us, my president? Remember, these guys work for us, Nez Nation, my fellow Americans. They work for us. They are public servants. Who's protecting us? Why are you giving them free home loans? Why are you giving them unfettered access to our country, all the benefits, all the amenities that people have sacrificed? People have died for these freedoms. Why are you giving it to them for nothing? When you've got citizens, hardworking, taxpaying citizens, you've got veterans who sacrificed their lives for this country. They can't get a pot to piss in. You're giving them $15,000 credit cards. You give them $20,000 in food stamps. You're giving them free access to health care, free access to home loans, to buy new homes. You're giving them amnesty. You're giving them accelerated pathways to citizenship. What about the people you're supposed to serve, this poor woman? This makes my blood boil. It should make your blood boil too. You're not going to see this on mainstream media. I promise you. Tap the thumbs up. It's free. It takes you less than a second. Do it right now and share this with everybody. These are facts. You can look all this stuff up. These are facts. This is happening right now, and this is a preview. If you vote Comrade Kamala and her entire contingency of radical, progressive extremists, un-American, anti-American, pro-Hamas, pro-terrorist supporting cabal, this is just a preview. I don't know about you, but as a father, patriot, husband, this isn't happening in my town. This is not going to be happening in my city. This is not going to be happening in my country. No, not on my watch. No can do. Hasta la pasta. See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. Let me know what you think in the comments. I can't wait to read your comments on this. Are you as upset as I am? By the way, I'm happy to not be upset. Obviously, this takes a huge toll on my physical. I'm not a young man anymore. This takes a huge toll on my mental. Tell me, give me one good reason not to be upset at this. I will wholeheartedly accept it. Tell me why I shouldn't be pissed off right now. I will wholeheartedly accept it. But I right now feel for those Springfield, Ohio residents. God bless you. God come to your aid. I hope my thoughts and prayers are with you. If you live anywhere near there, if you happen to live in Springfield, Ohio, please let me know in the comments down below what is happening. Did anything come out of that city council meeting? Are the actual administrators and municipalities and the local and state officials, are they going to do anything about this? Let me know in the comments down below. I look forward to hearing from you. If you haven't already, sign up for our free newsletter down below. Check out these videos coming up on the screen right here, especially this one I posted yesterday. Follow, subscribe, turn on the bell for all notifications. And as always, may God bless you and may God bless America. I'll see you soon.